California has the second largest COVID-19 outbreak in the nation. And as state and local officials develop protocols for vaccinating the masses, they say the only thing in their way is the slowdown in supply. Governor Gavin Newsom spoke at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, which is expected to become the state's largest vaccination site, capable of inoculating some 15,000 people daily, though just 500 were slated for vaccination on opening day.
We're starting to really scale these larger sites. This site, about 15,000 or so vaccinations each and every day when it's fully operationalized. The challenge for this site and all these larger sites up and down the state is supply. At the end of the day, about 1 million doses of vaccine arrive each and every week into California. We're administering on average, as of today, the last 7 days, average of 175,000 doses a day. So you could start doing the math, 1 million doses we're receiving every week, administering almost 200,000 every single day. We have constraints, and this is the biggest issue we need to focus on, more federal supply.
The governor says so far the state has administered 4.9 million coronavirus vaccines. That's a little over 10% of the state's 40 million people. Newsom says the Biden administration's plan to up vaccine distribution to 11 million is not enough. Local officials are also feeling the constraints of limited supply. Los Angeles County isn't vaccinating any new people this week due to its vaccine shortage. The county public health department is only vaccinating people who need second doses. But that's county facilities. LA's mass vaccination site at the Dodger Stadium remains open since it's run by the city. Meanwhile, in the Bay Area, local officials are expanding who can be vaccinated starting this week. Alameda County began vaccinating child care providers, teachers, law enforcement, and agricultural and food workers. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the city will follow suit starting February 26th.
Eligible people in that next phase include our education and childcare workers, our emergency services workers, including our police officers, our food and agricultural employees, and that's a really exciting thing that we're going to be able to expand the number of people who are eligible in the next 2 weeks, but to also reiterate that the vaccine supply is still limited.
Breed's announcement comes as the city is in a legal battle with the San Francisco Unified School District and the superintendent over reopening schools. City Attorney Dennis Herrera is expanding a lawsuit to force teachers back into the classroom, arguing the refusal also violates state constitutional rights to attend public school and widens the education gap between rich and poor. Breed says while she doesn't see schools reopening this year, she still supports the suit, noting there are plenty of costly private schools currently open.
If the possibility of getting schools open sooner without this lawsuit were in sight, if we thought that that was possible, there's no way that we would have pursued legal action. Unfortunately, this is where we are, and that's where we're headed. To be clear, schools are open. There's 113 schools in San Francisco that are currently open with over 15,000 kids, and they've been open for months.
Breed says while an agreement has reportedly been reached, it's short on details. Meanwhile, cities are also grappling with equity and vaccine distribution. San Francisco is reserving some vaccines for seniors in the two zip codes hit hardest by the pandemic, in the Bayview and the Mission. Governor Newsom says mass vaccination sites in Oakland at the Coliseum and Los Angeles at the Dodger Stadium will be for people living in working class communities, warning wealthier people to stay away. The Oakland Alameda Coliseum is expected to open to the public for vaccinations starting February 16th. In all, more than 3.3 million people in California have been infected with the coronavirus, and more than 44,000 people have died. Newsom says the rate of infections is declining compared to 1 month ago, when the state had an estimated 53,000 infections a day. The latest daily infection rate has dropped to 8,251. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.